Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's a traveling man, ready to impart his wisdom and tips.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Now on Paul and Jordana, it's time for Preaching Travel with DJ.
Hey, life is short. You want to play as hard as you work. I have wanderlust. I love to travel. I always come back with new eyes and new appreciation for what we have in this country. And what we have all across the planet. My goal is to see as much of this as I can while I can still travel. DJ is very serious about his travel, and he joins us right now on CCO. DJ, where are you?
Hi, Paul. The other thing you get when you travel a lot is you get a longer list of places you have to go back to. I am in Rockland, Maine right now, which is, they call it Mid-Coast Maine. So we're an hour or more north of Portland, but not yet up to the Acadia Bar Harbor area, kind of the middle coast area. And, you know, we're having a great time. One of the things that I kind of have added to my list, though, is that Maine has mountains and ski resorts and some very remote areas, which is further up than we're going to get. So I got at least one other trip planned already. But yeah, we are in a little coastal village of Rockland, Maine. It's known as the lobster capital of the world. So in a couple of months, they'll have their annual lobster fest. And we are staying here for about 5 days. We rented a little camper thing we found on Airbnb, and we're having a great time so far.
Have you noticed the local accent? They don't say Bar Harbor. It's Bar Harbor. Bar Harbor. Did you go to Bar Harbor and Acadia National Park? I hope you did.
I met that guy yesterday who talked like that. He sold us a lobster roll. But we're going to Acadia and Bar Harbor tomorrow. Okay. It's a bit of a drive. We'll get up early and we'll day trip it up there, which we're very excited about.
You're going to love it. What have things gone the way you thought they would go so far? Any life lessons from this trip? And did you get swept up in all the airline craziness?
Well, the airline question's easy. No, we did just fine with Southwest. We had to go through Chicago, and then we actually flew to Manchester, New Hampshire. Everything's so close up here. You're like, oh, New Hampshire, it's only a half an hour from the border, and then, you know, you buzz up the coast to where we are. So the air travel went just fine. And today, we had a really interesting day today. We took a ferry from Rockland, so we literally had to drive, like, 2 miles, stopped at the ferry terminal, and then got on a ferry to an island called Vinyl Haven. And it's one of the largest year-round islands. I mean, this coast up here is just dotted with harbors and bays and islands and peninsulas. It's this very rugged coastline. But Vinyl Haven is the largest, or one of the largest islands that is inhabited year-round. So there's like a real town and a post office, and there's cars, and you can take the ferry out there. But it's still a ways away. It's an hour and 15 minutes on the ferry. We chose not to bring our rental car, so we parked. We took the ferry over and made a day trip of it. Went to a sort of a rocky beach up there. Beach is kind of the wrong word to use, because when you think of a beach, you think of like a beach in Mexico or Florida. It's not like that. It's rugged and rocky. You got to think of like a beach on the north shore of Minnesota is closer to what they have here. But we had a nice lunch there, and there was a few other folks that were day tripping, so we made a few friends along the way. And then on the way back, it was amazing. We just got back a half an hour ago. And, you know, you run your kids ragged enough when they both sleep for the entire hour and 15 minute ferry ride back to town. That was awesome.
That's one way to do it. Now, Maine is drop dead gorgeous. And I think it's the only state that has fjords, much like you find in Norway. I think there's some fjords up there. But any advice based on this latest trip? Anything you would have changed? The accommodations okay? Anything you would have brought for your kids that maybe you didn't bring along, or is it all kind of going to plan?
You know, I mean, nothing ever goes perfectly to plan, but one of the things we've learned is that we we're traveling in peak season, which is unusual for us. Yeah. So we were trying to find a place to stay. And, okay, we bought our airfare. We bought a rental car, which is kind of like, gulp, wow, I've never paid that much for a rental car before. But we, you know, found the cheapest option and got it. And then we're looking for a place to stay. And it's kind of like the budget is already mostly used up and we can't find anything that's reasonable that's in a place we wanted to go. So the solution for us was we are literally staying in an Airstream trailer that is camped on or parked on someone's property, and they've got a nice deck built onto it. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't go anywhere. It just parks there, and it's got a propane and a septic system and everything. But it's simple, right? Like, it's just enough beds for the four of us, and we don't spend a lot of time there. It's just our home base to, you know, have a warm place to sleep at night, and then we're kind of go throughout the day. So that's how we made it work on, you know, trying to keep some sort of budget in mind, although a trip to Maine isn't the cheapest thing you're going to do. But we're trying to stay somewhat within a budget and to go and stay at like a, you know, Harbor View Lodge with a nice balcony and a fire pit and multiple bedrooms and stuff like that place. You know, forget $200 a night. That place is $400, $500, $600 a night this time of year. And that's just, at this point, isn't in our budget. You know, I literally looked, the Motel 6 in the town we're staying at, the cheapest night they sell there is $140 for a Motel 6. So it's just, things are a little expensive right now. So this was our way to combat that a little bit.
Well, Airstreams are really, really nice. They're sort of the BMWs of trailers. I mean, do you mind telling me what you're paying for that Airstream? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it is. It was, I think, it's just a touch over $100 a night for the Airstream. Wow. And then you got to add on some taxes and fees or whatever. But the base rate was just a little over $100 a night. And now it's fine. It's comfortable. It does everything we need it to do. But it is, I think it's a 1971 or something like that. So It's dated and a few things have been updated, but most of it looks like, you know, it's from 1971. It's a little older and creaky and all of those things. But it's fine. The heat works. Everything works in it. The stove works. The fridge works. Everything's just fine.
Wait, the heat? You got the furnace on?
Oh my gosh, Paul, I did the math the other day. At one point, it was 44 degrees colder in Maine than it was in the Twin Cities. I think it's 56 degrees right now. I mean, we had, you know, double sweatshirts on the ferry on the way back. Yes, I think the warmest temperature is supposed to be the entire time we're here is 72 degrees. Other than that, it's highs in the 60s, dipping down, you know, 50s or high 40s overnight. It's brisk here.
Well, we miss you, and Tubbsy's doing a great job in your absence, but hurry home, enjoy the rest of your week, and soak it up, and thanks for everything over the years, DJ. It's been great working with you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks to you, Paul. I'm sad I'm missing the last week of the normal show there, but glad I could be a part of it in this way, and hey, if anybody out there loves the North Shore of Minnesota, you love getting up to Duluth, Grand Marais, that area, book your trip to Maine. If you like the North Shore, you'll love it here in Maine.
Yeah, it's pretty stunning. DJ, thank you, Mr. Travel Preacher. Safe travels, my friend. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.